Hurrah! It's November the 8th, 2010, for a national podcast post-month. This is Description Daily.
Thank you.
It smells rather lovely in here, actually.
Hmm.
Smells like somebody's been cooking.
Ooh. All right, go.
The little monsters. What?
Go.
I'm not ready.
There you are. Go
ahead. No, I'm not.
There you are.
Am I?
Yeah, of course you are.
Wait. One sec. Well, if I'll get myself in this sort of scenario where it, you know, kind of went down. So, there we were. I think you might have heard this little one before. We're in a bar called Chicago's in Bristol,
mm-hmm.
on the waterfront. Me and Charlie have just done work, so...
At
Lloyd's GSB.
Got it.
Yeah. Just down the, what do you call it over here? Boardwalk, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Just down from there. And, so meet up in Chicago's with Paul at happy hour. It's extremely happy. It's about $3 for 2 pints or something. And I'm on the Blackthorn. Charlie's on the Blackthorn. Paul's obviously drinking Guinness. And it's been one of those days, really. I'm a little bit kind of... I've had a busy day. Charlie's a little bit confused about life in general, like normal. As a musician, as you'd expect, he would be confused. So we're three of us sat there at the bar. I'm in the middle. No, that's a lie. I'm on the outside right. Charlie's in the middle and Paul's on the outside left. Looking forward towards where the river is. And Charlie's just in this really irritating mood. Like, really irritating. He's irritating bar staff, everyone. And in between being irritating, he's kind of nodding off and falling asleep at the bar and then waking up again and being irritating again. And carries on, and Charlie goes off to the bathroom and the toilet and says, Paul says to me, when your mate gets back, it's the first time he's met him, he said, when he gets back, tell him to buck his ideas up, he said, because I'm gonna put his head through the bar in a minute. This is really pissing me off. Charlie gets back and I had a word with him, and okay, he went, yeah, fine, yeah, well, sorry. Anyway, a few minutes later, I'm kind of looking around the place. They were gearing up for karaoke. It's probably a Thursday night. It's got a bit later at this point. It's probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock there. I look round and Charlie's a little bit passed out on the side of the bar with a little bit of blood coming out of his head.
Next thing I saw. Charlie's
not too well. And then Paul and the guy on the door, big black guy, nice guy, Patrick, his name was, saved my ass on one occasion, actually, picked up Charlie and take him outside and send him packing, sort of thing. And turns out what happened was, like, after the warnings that Charlie had received from me and eventually Paul, he said to him, he said, if you don't perk up, after I told him, then I'm going to sort of make sure you're leaving. And so basically Paul looked around and bouncers weren't looking, so he took the back of his head and just went, well, on the bar. And that's when I looked around, actually. I heard a funny noise, like a head hitting the bar. There he is. Not too well. So anyway, so Charlie's gone. Anyway, this is kind of where the the story went after that, a couple of girls turned up.
As they do.
As they do. And it's quite a quiet bar before a certain time, say before 10 o'clock. It's kind of, you know, passing custom. Then the karaoke crowd comes in. It's about 9 o'clock these girls come in, I guess, and chatting to us. And the pretty one's getting on well with me. And the not-so-pretty one goes off with some other friends in the corner. And they were, me and this girl getting on like brilliant. I can't remember her name. Let's say it's Tanya. It might be. Actually, I think it might have been Tanya. Anyway, we're getting on really well. And we're, you know, at the point of exchanging phone numbers and all that good stuff. And anyway, I went off to the toilet, came back, and not only did she slap me in the face, this is true, she also left immediately and went to join a friend in the corner with her friends. And so I'm sat down with Paul, and I'm a little bit bemused now. I've not only lost my friend from work due to him bullying him outside, I've now potentially, because I'm, you know, I'm single at the time, I was quite happy to be getting on pretty well with a pretty girl. Now she's gone. I'm like, so now, I don't know, we're probably, I don't know what time it was now, 9:30 or something. I'm like, Paul, what did you say to her? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. And I said, well, whatever it was, don't ever say it again to anyone. That's pretty much the end of it, but still, it was a had-to-be-there situ.
He would never tell you what he said to them.
No, I not even now do I know what it is.
Or why.
I know what he did.
Well, he wasn't getting any action.
It's because he was blown out by this other girl, pretty much, yeah. And he was pissed off. So he said something to her. I think it was along the lines of the fact that I was married or something. He gave me a few clues. It was the fact that I wasn't really available, but I was kind of playing her.
Mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't. And
and he was.
Oh, yeah, he was totally playing her. He was hoping to pick up where I left off. And it don't, you know, it's not an entirely funny story, but, it, you know, at the time it was kind of funny for him, I guess.
To find out more and subscribe, go to descriptiontoronto.com.